Hello, teachers. Ben Jennings here. We're on session number 6 in our study in Matthew. This particular lesson covers Matthew 7, 15 through 29. It's kind of amazing. You get an idea of the theme of this particular section. It's, of course, the Sermon on the Mount. And at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, essentially, at the end of this lesson, the text of this lesson, you see in verse 28 and 29, it says that Jesus kind of ends the teaching, and it says this, and it came to pass, verse 28, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. You know, when the religious leaders and like the scribes, the Pharisees, and even to a degree when we teach, we appeal to what others have said. Obviously, we appeal to Scripture. That's ultimately what the Holy Spirit said. What God and Jesus said through the pages of Scripture. But also, we appeal to, well, this particular commentator thought about it this way, or this scholar thought about it that way. The Jews today still do that with the Old Testament. The Jews of Jesus' day would have done that too. They're appealing to this Pharisee or that rabbi and what they thought about the text or what they thought about a particular issue. But they're always appealing to this other thing. And that's right for us in terms of, you know, when I started telling you about what this text is, I'm telling you what the text is, and we're saying, hey, this is what the Lord says, and let's try to figure out what he's saying and make sure that we understand what the point is. Here, Jesus isn't appealing to anybody else. He's speaking as the source of truth. He's speaking as the one, while he's teaching, Scripture is being created. And this astonished the listeners. They recognized the authority by which he spoke. And you're going to see that he's the Messiah, that he's God. That's what Matthew's trying to relay in the Gospel of Matthew. And so Jesus is really talking about what it means to be one of his followers and to live according to his teaching and what that produces. So here's the big idea. Being a true follower of Jesus means living a life according to his teaching that produces three fruits. The first fruit we're going to see is discernment. It's in verses 15 to 20. This says this, beware of false prophets. Okay, so there's prophets that are true prophets and prophets that are false prophets. Jesus is a true prophet. He's obviously making that claim, meaning he's speaking on behalf of God. He's speaking, though, here as God. And he's saying there are people that are speaking on God's behalf that aren't true, right? What do they look like? Well, verse 15, beware of false prophets. Discern which ones are right, which ones are wrong. Which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns, of figs, of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. If they're a wolf, you'll eventually know them as a wolf, because wolves eat things. if they are a good tree, you're going to have good fruit. If they're a bad tree, you're going to have bad fruit. So you'll be able to discern what it means to be a true follower of Jesus, because a true follower of Jesus is going to have true fruit, and a bad follower of Jesus, a false follower of Jesus, is not going to follow Jesus in obedience. So you have this trait of, or this fruit of discernment. He's wanting you to be discerning. And if you follow Jesus's teaching, there's going to be good fruit to discern from the bad fruit. So there's the first one. Number two, the fruit of obedience. This is in verses 21 to 23. He says this, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. So here you have this this teaching where he says there's going to be people that say, there are going to be people that claim, but what they actually did was not in keeping with what God wanted. And those who are following Jesus will end up doing what God wants. And those that believe in Jesus will be transformed by him, and therefore they'll enter heaven. They're not getting into heaven because they're doing good works. They're showing that they're on their way to heaven because God's transformed them, and that's where the works come from. So he's saying not everybody that says that they're following Jesus is actually following Jesus. This is like the discernment point, but it's essentially just saying that there's going to be the fruit of obedience in the life of the true follower of Christ. We're going to get down to now the third fruit, and it's really the same kind of thing. It's talking about obedience, and that obedience looks like wisdom. You see that in verses 24 to 29. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. See, you see it there? Now you're hearing what Jesus is teaching, and you're putting it into practice. You're doing it. I will liken him unto a wise man which buildeth his house upon a rock. The rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And then you go into verses 28 and 29 that talk about how people were astonished at his teaching. But he's really legitimately saying, if you hear these teachings and then you do them, you're wise and your house will stand. You'll be successful. If you hear what I'm telling you and you don't do it, your house is going to fall. The house there kind of like is representative of your whole life, of all of your life, your relationships, your home, just your whole being. That's what he's talking about. And so there's a wise person who hears the Creator God and does what he says. And then there's the foolish person that hears him and doesn't do it. These are the fruits of what it means to be the Christ follower, to be a true follower of Jesus, and to recognize his authority. He has a right to tell us to discern good fruits from bad, to be obedient to his teaching, and to be wise in doing what he says. I hope this helped you think through the lesson, and that you have a great Sunday teaching it. Thanks.